is VOA News, via remote, Laurel Bowman. The novel coronavirus has killed more than 1.3 million people worldwide since emerging in China late last year. These are the latest numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University, and over 53 million cases have been registered. On Friday, nearly 10,000 new deaths were recorded worldwide. The countries with the most new deaths were the United States with over 1,500, followed by France with 932, and Mexico with 568. The U.S. is also the worst affected country with over 244,000 deaths from more than 10.7 million cases. After the U.S., the hardest hit countries are Brazil, India, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. The country with the highest number of deaths compared to its population is Belgium, with 122 fatalities per 100,000 inhabitants, followed by Peru, Spain, and Argentina. Diwali is meant to be the festival of light, but the coronavirus pandemic has dimmed that light for many of India's 1.3 billion people celebrating the biggest Hindu holiday Saturday. High pollution levels are also affecting celebrations. New Delhi has banned firecrackers because of sky-high pollution levels, and while people still throng markets, traders said COVID-19 had scared them off spending. With 8.7 million cases, India has the world's second highest coronavirus infection count behind the U.S. About 130,000 people have died from COVID-19 in India since February, and Delhi is going through a new surge with nearly 8,000 new cases a day. And the head of the World Health Organization warned that there's a long way to go in managing the coronavirus pandemic and said that countries should not rely solely on a vaccine. This is VOA News. Cambodia's government is targeting about 50 people in its most concerted legal offensive against its political opponents since 2017, according to copies of court summonses. They were all charged with treason for taking part in nonviolent anti-government activities over the past 3 years. One of the best known of the group is Thierry Singh, a Cambodian-American lawyer who has long been one of the most outspoken critics of Prime Minister Hun Sen and his government. According to a summons she posted on her Facebook page, she is to appear in court on November 26 to stand trial for conspiracy to commit treason and incitement to commit a felony. If convicted, she could face up to 12 years in prison. Tropical storm Iota has formed in the Caribbean and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane as it approaches Central America. It could wreak havoc in a region where people are still grappling with more than 120 deaths and many more missing in the aftermath of Hurricane Eta. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Iota could bring dangerous wind, storm surge, and rainfall to Nicaragua and Honduras by Sunday night. There were no coastal warnings or watches in effect as of late Friday afternoon. Iota is the 30th national name storm of this year's record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season. Civilians fleeing fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region described bombing by government jets, shooting on the streets, and killings with machetes as they join thousands of refugees crossing into neighboring Sudan. Speaking to Reuters from a Sudanese border town hosting more than 7,000 refugees, witnesses gave first accounts from the ground of the escalating conflict in Tigray, where government forces are battling fighters loyal to rebellious local leaders. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said that government jets are bombing military targets in Tigray, including arms depots and equipment controlled by the local forces. A convoy of Russian peacekeepers reached the town of Shusha in the Nagorno-Karabakh region on Friday and met with Azeri soldiers. Turkish and Azeri flags were seen over a checkpoint in Shusha, known by the Armenians as Shushi, which sits on a mountaintop overlooking Stepanakert. The city is regarded as the enclave's capital by its ethnic Armenian administration. Footage filmed by Reuters, which is the only international news agency to report from this region, shows columns of troops carriers flying Russian flags entering the town, which Azerbaijan said it captured on Sunday. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.